Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, July 24th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Interior Department says new rules for managing the Colorado River will come next week after years of negotiations. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Alex Hager reports that the agency brought seven Western governors together this week for a last-minute round of talks.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs met with governors from the other states that use water from the Colorado River. It may have been an attempt to break a deadlock between those states, which can't agree about how to divide the shrinking water supply going forward. It's unclear if the meeting yielded any progress. A spokeswoman for Governor Hobbs declined to comment, but in a post on social media, the governor said she remains committed to ongoing negotiations, but steadfast in calling on Arizona's upstream counterparts to share the pain of shortages. The plan coming out next week is expected to deal big cuts to the water supply for cities in the valley. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
The Japanese ambassador to the U.S., Shigeo Yamada, will speak at the Heart Mountain Pilgrimage this weekend. The annual event commemorates the internment of Japanese Americans during the Second World War. Wyoming Public Radio's Ellis Urelli Huff has the details.
The Heart Mountain Interpretive Center north of Cody is the former site of a concentration camp where thousands of Japanese Americans were sent for labor. Attendees can see live performances, engage in hands-on activities, and participate in discussion groups. Ray Locker is the Director of Communications and Strategy for the Heart Mountain Wyoming Foundation. He says the event helps connect older generations to their untold histories.
There are multi-generational discussions between different groups of Japanese Americans and their families. Those are very emotional. People are talking about things that they didn't often talk about.
Locker says the event helps Japanese people and Americans to understand their shared history. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ellis Urelli Huff.
Jackson Hole rancher Frank Chapman is abandoning his bid for Congress. The Heart 6 ranch owner dropped out yesterday. He says it was too hard to distinguish himself from the field of 10 Republicans.
When you put a bunch of fairly normal candidates in a room and have people pick them, and you got a bunch of people getting 6%, it leaves it so that somebody who doesn't have anywhere near a majority or represent the ideas of Wyoming can get elected.
He'd spent nearly $600,000 in the crowded race for Wyoming's lone U.S. House seat. Filings show that was mostly his own money. Another top spender in the House race is Secretary of State Chuck Gray. He received the state GOP's first ever primary endorsement earlier this week. Chapman says the party shouldn't make primary endorsements. The rancher and attorney says he's still deciding whether to support one of his former opponents. The primary is on August 18th. The nuclear industry is seeing a big influx of federal cash. The Department of Commerce just awarded the Intermountain West Nuclear Energy Hub $31 million. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more on where this will go.
One big category is workforce development. The money will help create a national pipeline of workers. That's by bolstering training programs at community colleges and universities in Idaho and Wyoming. That includes a chemical engineering technician program at Wyoming's Gillette College.
For the last 30 years, we've watched nuclear engineering programs and other nuclear programs shut down across the country, across the globe.
Hope Morrow is with the Idaho Advanced Energy Consortium, which leads the tech hub and secured another $9 million in matching funds.
And so now we have to rebuild that base.
Morrow says dollars will also go towards bolstering supply chains, so getting manufacturers to expand into the nuclear industry. Plus, help startups get their reactors to the market quickly and be part of the solution to rising electricity demand. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Cyclosporiasis is a diarrhea-producing illness caused by a microscopic parasite, and it's spreading across the region. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey reports, Wyoming is among those tracking the outbreak.
Colorado has the most cases, 178. Other states in our region have fewer, 19 in Arizona, and just a handful in Idaho, New Mexico, Nevada, and Wyoming. Health officials attribute most of the illnesses to out-of-state travel. Sarah Shrum Davis is with the New Mexico Department of Health, which confirmed 5 cases. Davis says those cases were likely caused by contaminated produce.
We recommend that people wash their produce prior to consuming it.
The Food and Drug Administration says the source of the outbreak is unknown. However, it stands by a recent recommendation not to eat iceberg lettuce grown or processed by a commercial farm in New Mexico, which supplied Taco Bell's in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. Taco Bell has said it is no longer using that lettuce, according to NPR. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey in Albuquerque.
Researchers are studying how wildfire smoke and other air pollutants are affecting our canine companions. Cheryl Magsiman, an epidemiologist at Colorado State University, says the research could better define air quality recommendations for dogs.
So we're trying to figure out these levels of safety and what you can do with your dog in a safe way that hopefully won't impair their health.
Magsiman said it's not just people who can be impacted by poor air quality. Owners should consult alerts before taking their pets outside. Current recommendations for dogs align with the Federal Air Quality Index, advising reduced outdoor activities during poor air quality days. The study's first findings should be released in about a year. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A powell angler has reached ultimate status not once, but twice, and then some. To get the recognition, Shane Allen caught at least 10 different species of Wyoming game fish of qualifying length. But then he went a step further. Allen recently finished up catching all 24 game species of qualifying length in the state. Game and Fish doesn't even have a category for that achievement because they didn't think it was realistic. The governor's residence in Cheyenne has new art recognizing the work done by both Governor Mark Gordon and First Lady Jenny Gordon's Wyoming Hunger Initiative. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports the huge painted ceramic boot is similar to ones found throughout Cheyenne. During its dedication, officials also sealed a time capsule that documented the occasion and the work that's been done over the past 8 years, to be opened in 50 years. Several Bighorn High School students recently returned with high scores from a national competition. The Sheridan Press reports 5 earned superior ratings at the International Thespian Festival, meaning they were among the top 10% of performers. They also brought home 14 excellent ratings, which are among the top 20%. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What is the landlocked freshwater salmon species native to Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how many pronghorn antelope are there in Wyoming? Thanks to recent mild winters and this year's more than 40-year record fawn production, pronghorn herds are rebounding. There are an estimated 320,000 within Wyoming's borders, which is still about half of the 19th century population. Congratulations to Rod Feemster, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great weekend and join me again on Monday morning.